This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, the 11th Perek of Nedarim, Perek Ve'elo, which is interesting. We just spoke about a situation where the husband says, I know there are Nedarim, but I didn't know that you could be made for Nedarim. We're talking in this parak about what kind of Nedarim a husband or a father could be mefer. It's interesting. It's very interesting that we're going to see in the Ran that the Ran holds that this Mishnah not only applies to the husband, not only applies to the husband, yeah, but applies to the father as well. However, we're going to see the opinion of the Rambam is that it does not apply to the father. The father, according to the Rambam, is allowed to be made for all the nedarim of a daughter. Even though the Ran, we'll see, quotes a Sifri that there we compare the father to the husband, the Rambam is not impressed with the Sifri. He says nowhere in the Bavli is that opinion mentioned, and therefore we have to assume the Bavli disagrees, which is an amazing thing. So let's begin. Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer. These are the nedarim that a husband could be mefer. Dvarim sheyesh behen inoy nefesh. Matters that have affliction of the soul. Matters that if she refrains from them, it will afflict her. Says the Ran, Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer shehabal mefer. V'chein ha'av mefer lebitoy. The Ran throws in, and also the father. Sheyesh bohen inoy nefesh. Mefarish b'gemara. Du'adin. Now, the Mishnah is only going to say that the husband could be made for a nedarim of inoy nefesh, meaning things that she's going to be afflicted if she doesn't partake of. The Gemara on Amud Beis will say it's not only inoy nefesh, also dvarim shabeinoy labeina, personal matters relevant to the intimacy between husband and wife. Ella denokad hani, the reason why it only spoke about inoy nefesh, lefi shehu Mefer oisan legamri, bein laatzmai bein laachirim. The Mishnah only talks about inoy nefesh because inoy nefesh, he could be mefer, whether for himself or for others. Ma she'ein kein bedvarim shebeino lebeino she'ein mefer laachirim ela laatzmai. We're gonna see that dvarim shebeino lebeino, he could only be made for himself, not for others. We'll see what that means. But dvarim of inoy nefesh, he could be made for whether for himself or for others. What is this? So what are examples? Says the Mishnah, im erchatz v'im loy erchatz. If I bathe or if I don't bathe. Or im eskashet v'im loy eskashet. If I beautify myself, if I don't beautify myself. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Ein elu nidrei inoy nefesh. These are not nadarim of affliction. Okay, we'll have to see what's Rabbi Yossi's problem. Ve'elu hi nidrei inoy nefesh. The following are nidrei inoy nefesh. Amra, let's say she says, koinam piris oilam alai. She says, I aser all the fruits of the world upon me. Hareza yachala hafer. Then he could be annul the nether. But if he says, Perois medina zualai, if he says, the fruits of this country on me, so then yavila medina acheres, let him bring her from another country. Perois chenveni ze alai. If she says, I ask her the fruits of this storekeeper, he can't annul it because he could get her fruit from another store. But if this was the only place that he typically got produce, because this is the only storekeeper who's going to give him, who's going to let him buy without charging him on the spot, who's going to sell it to him on credit, then he's allowed to be made for the nether, because practically speaking, he's not getting her food from elsewhere. Divrei Rab Yossi. This is the opinion of Rab Yossi. Now, the obvious question is, we already said Amar Rab Yossi in the beginning of the whole Megillah. Why does it need to end off Divrei Rab Yossi? Okay. Let's see the Ran on the second line. Im Erchatz Im Le Erchatz B'Gemar Mefarsh Hechi Ka'amra. Im Eskashet Im Le Eskashet. Kishud Hapanim. Adorning the face. Kagan Kichol Upikos. Different makeups and eye makeup. Debahohu Desvir Lerabanan Demefer. It's only regarding this the Rabbanon say you could annul Mishum Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Aval Kishud Shalmata, but if it's referring to adorning her private area, Afilu Rabbanon Maidil Rabbi Yossi De'ein Elo Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Even the Rabbanon would say this is not an affliction, Ela Dvarm Shabeino Elabeina. That's personal. V'achinami Muchach B'Gemara. That by Kishud Hapanim, that's not what we're talking about over here. So, basically, according to this Mishnah, the only nadarim that a husband is able to be mefer for his wife, and also the father, according to the Ran, is only only inoy nefesh. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, Hu Demefer, She'en Bahem Inoy Nefesh, Inoy Mefer. Is it true that only Nadarim that are afflictive could he annul? And if it's not afflictive, he can't annul. V'hatanya, Bein Ish L'Ishtoi, Bein Av L'Bitoi, Melamed Shabal Mefer Nadarim Shabeinu L'Beina. From here we learn that the husband could annul Nadarim regarding personal matters, meaning not only Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, but even personal matters. Meaning, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk, Le'anois Nefesh Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, it says if it's a neder to afflict her, then the husband could annul it. Still, nevertheless, we're going to learn out from the pasuk Bein Ish L'Ishtai, Bein Av L'Bitai, that even Nidra Dvar Shabeinoi L'Beinah, he could also annul. So Gemara answers, Amri Halin V'Halin Mefer. The truth is, the husband could annul both. Miu Inoi Nefesh Mefer L'Olam. If it's something that afflicts her, he could annul it forever. Aval Ein Bohem Inoi Nefesh. But if it's not afflicting her, then kedeisa techose havia hafara mechimigarish la chayil alei nidra. Like this, if it's not afflictive, but it's personal, then kedeisa techose havia hafara. Then if when she is under his auspices, then it's annulled. Meaning it's only annulled so long as they're married. But if he were to divorce her and she assured a personal a neder affecting their intimacy, then the neder is chal. The nedarim that afflict her, so then it's chal, it's annulled forever. Nedarim that are restrictive of their intimacy will only be annulled for as long as they're married. Once their marriage is terminated, it's not that nether is not annulled for her. She would be bound by the nether. So afflictive nedarim are permanently annulled, and even if he terminates the marriage, they're still annulled. But personal nedarim are annulled only so long as they're married. So Gemara says, okay, bidvarim shabeino lebeina she'in bahem inoy nefesh. This is only personal matters that are not afflictive, avo yesh bahem inoy nefesh. But if they're afflictive, lo chayal alei nidra, the neder is not even chal, meaning even after the marriage is terminated. So Gemara says, bidvarim she'in bahem inoy nefesh ki megarish lachay le'ala. And if it's personal matters, meaning if it's not afflictive when he divorces her, it's chal. But not Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Oimer. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Yafer, he should annul the nedarim Shema Yigarshena, because maybe he's going to divorce her. Utehe asurulai. And she's going to be usher to him. Why will she be? Why will she be usher to him? Because we're afraid he might divorce her, and then once he divorces her, let's say she makes a neder about personal matters. So we're afraid he might divorce her, and then he'll take her back. And when he takes her back, she's going to be usher to him, because she's usher to him in the neder, which means, so therefore we say, annul the neder now, which implies that if he annuls it now, it will continue to be annulled for after he divorces her and takes her back. So we see that when it comes to Dvar Mishabeinu Elabeina, if he annuls it now, it's not chal when they're divorced. Meaning, we tell a person, annul it now. That seems to be that if you do annul it now, if it's Dvar Mishabeinu Elabeina, it will not take effect when there's a divorce. Let's see the Ran. I'm Rabbi Yossi in Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh Mefarsh B'Gemara. To the Rabbi Yossi, Nidre Inoy Nefesh Hu Dulai Havyan Aval Dvar Meshabeina Lebeina Havyan. The Gemara is going to explain that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Nidre Inoy Nefesh, but it's Dvar Meshabeina Lebeina. We'll see that on Daf Pei Beis. The Elohim Nidre Inoy Nefesh Maskona Demos to the Rabbi Yossi. Since she's able to eat the peros of another medina, this is not inor nefesh. And if his parnasa was only from that store, this chenveni gives credit, and there's no one else to give credit. Sometimes he won't have money, so she's going to be fasting. Therefore, it's la'anois nafesh, and he could be made for him. It's mistama, this is very important. It's mistaber that Rabbi Yossi is talking about when he made a neder from the medina that he lives in. That's when he could be made for. What does this mean? If you make a neder from a particular storekeeper, if you say chen v'nize alai, you can't be mefer, but unless this is the only storekeeper you could go to. Now, if this is the only storekeeper you could go to, you could be made for it. So then what's the reason why if you say, Peiros Medina Zu Alai, you can't be made for it? Why can't you be made for it? I saying I'm not going to get any Peiros from this Medina? Okay. Why am I not allowed to be made for it? It must be, the reason why I'm not to be made for it is because the case is talking. In other words, the Rana is saying the case in the Mishnah that make a neder from the Peros of the Medina, the husband can't be made for it. It's talking about a different Medina, not the one you live in. Because if it's the one that you live in, that's got to be worse than if you make a neder from the one store that gives credit. I mean, so maybe you'll find another store to get fruits. It must be, it's talking about where you make a neder from the Paris of a different country. A different country, so you'll get from some other country. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara Mefarish Lama Li. The Gemara is going to explain why do I need that statement. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Kivan Debereish Milse Tana Amar Rabbi Yosi. In the beginning of the statement that says Rabbi Yosi said, okay. The Gemara continues, Amri Halin Vahalin Havi Hafara. Must be that when you're made for Nadarim, you're made for Nadarim for both of Inoy Nefesh, you're made for good, and Dvarim Shabeina Elabeina, you're made for good. Ela Nidre, Inoy Nefesh, made for Bein La'atze, Bein La'cherem, Nidre, the Dvarim that are afflictive, he annuls them for himself and for other people. What does it mean for other people? Not only when he divorces her, but even if she marries someone else, even if this woman goes and gets divorced from the first husband and marries a second husband, it's still annulled for that time. Ein bohem inoy nefesh. But if it's not afflictive, then la'atzmai mefer. So long as it's for himself means he could always come and marry her again. Even if he divorces her, it's for sure annulled for then. But if someone else marries her, in other words, if it's a neder regarding intimacy, so even if he divorces her, it's still annulled because he could always take her back. Until someone else marries her. Once someone else marries her, he can't take her back. And he can't take her back anymore, then it's not annulled for that. Ela nidri in nefesh meir ben lazer in lachem, eim ben mino nefesh sa'atz meir ben lachem, eino mefer. V'hachi katani, this is what it means to say. What does that mean? Eilu nedarim shu mefer ben la'atz meir ben lachem. The Mishnah that says the husband can be mefer these nedarim, it means these, and as opposed to other nedarim, these nedarim he could annul both for himself and for others. Nadarm sheishrem inoy nefesh. But taka dvarm shabeinoy labeina. He could also be made for those. And he could even be made for it for after the marriage is terminated. He just can't be made for it for a time that she marries someone else. Says the Ran. Gemara, ki megarish lachayli. The Gemara initially said that when he divorces her, the nedarim beinoy lebeino archal umista umitzurabuhu afal pi shechazav nasa. And then she would be asur in it even though he marries her again. It's a Mishnah in this parak. What does the Mishnah say? The Katani Reisha. The Reisha teaches, Koinam Sha'ani Oisa Alpicha. If she makes a neder on her Maisi Adayim, Inu Tzarech Lahafer. You don't have to annul it. The Hamashabdalei, she's Meshubatim. Valmur Rabban Lashibudei the Baal. And the Rabbanon strengthened the Shibud of the Baal. Shalai Yafkienu Koinam. That it's not uprooted by the neder. Rabbi Yechman Nuri Ami Yafer. Rabbi Yechman Nuri says, you do have to annul it. Shemla Yafer. Then the neder is going to be chal when he divorces her on her ma'isi adayim. Yachal ha-neder kishigar shena. So you say, who cares if it's chal when he divorces her? Then he'll never be able to take her back. U'tehe asur al-asar loy. And then it will be asur for him to take her back. Shema yehana mimena. He might get hana from her. Mishum hachi yafir. Therefore you need to annul it. Alma, therefore, Alma we see, ki mefer la me'ikara. When he annuls it from the beginning, and we say, therefore, annul it. Afilu basar gerushin loy chayel nidrei. That means even after divorce, the nether is not chal. V'afagav deba ma'isi adeh midvarm shabeinu lebeina. Who? Even though asuring handiwork is considered in personal matters between them, that means the neder would be annulled even for later on when they're divorced. Not like we're saying now, we're saying Dvarm Shabeinu Elabeina, the neder would come back. Bein La'atz, so we're saying the difference is that Nidre Inei Nefesh is Bein La'atzmai, Mahanya Hafardilei, Bein Shirui La'atzmai Shalmefer, his annulling works, whether he could marry her. Bein La'achirim, even if he divorced her and she married someone else and he can never take her back. And the Mishnah means only Nidre Inei Nefesh, you could always be Mefer, Eladvar, Aval Ein Bohem Inei Nefesh, but if they're not Inei Nefesh, but rather Eladvarim Shabeinu Labeinu La'atznoi Mefer La'achir Meinu Mefer, the Kivan Shenosis La'achir, once she married someone else, Batla La Hafara Delay, his Hafara is Batla V'chayel Nidre. That once she marries someone else, Dvarim Shabeinu Labeinu are off. V'achi Katani, Ve'elu Nidarim Shu Mefer, Bein La'atznoi, Bein La'achirim. These are the nedarim that he can know, whether for himself or for others. The kivan the tani mefer stama. What the Mishnah means, these he could annul forever. Hafara ilamis mashma. Fine. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah started by talking about which nedarim are considered inoy nefesh.
If I bathe,
hechi ka'amar. What exactly is she saying here? The Ran says hechi ka'amar the lashon koinam leishayach im. What do you mean? She asserted if I bathe. She asserts if I bathe. What is she asser? What's she talking about? How do you make a neder if I asser if? What do you asser? Tell me what you asser. So Gemara says, "I lema de amra kainam peres oilam alai im erchatz." If you're gonna say where she said, "I ask for the fruits of the world upon me if I bathe," lama la hafara. Why does she need to annul it? Why does she need to annul it? Loiter. Again, she says, "I ask for all the fruits in the world on me if I bathe." So why exactly are we annulling the nether? I have a great idea. You don't want to be asur in the fruits, so don't bathe. Loi terchatz, don't take a bath. V'loi litzron peres oilam, Allah, and the fruits won't be asur to her. Who? What exactly is the nether? She's saying, I asur the fruits of the world on me if I bathe. That means the bathing is not the inoy nefesh, it's the fruits. So the bathing is not the inoy nefesh, So then don't bathe. What's the second question? V'oid b'ha lema Rabbi Yosi ein elu nidrei inay nefesh. Regarding these nidarim, Rabbi Yosi said these are not afflicting. Dilma rachtzav itzra peyos olam ala. Why is this not afflicting? Because she might bathe and then the fruits of the world become usher to her. Rabbi Yosi said, no, these are not nidrei inay nefesh. Why not? It is. She might bathe, and now it's going to be, the fruits are going to be usher. Rabbi Yossi says, these are not nidrei inay nefesh. So you say, well, maybe that's exactly the point. Rabbi Yossi says that maybe she shouldn't bathe, and she won't have the fruits usher. Let's see exactly what's the kasha here. Ilema da amra ercha ilem da amra koinam peris olam alai im erchatz lama la hafara. Why do we need to annul it? Loi terchatz, don't bathe. V'loi litzron peris olam ala. Demidoloi tani kagoin shenadra berachitza atzma. The fact that she's not asring bathing, so that means we're saying bathing is not afflictive. Well, if it's not afflictive and you're saying, I ask for the fruits of the world on me if I bathe, so don't bathe. And not bathing is not afflictive. Ama beruchitza leka ino, v'kivin deleka ino, lama la hafara. See the bottom run. V'oid b'ha lema l'Rabbi Yosi ein elu nidrei inoy nefesh. Why would Rabbi Yosi say it's not inoy nefesh? But she might bathe, and now the fruits of the world will become usher to her. So it's a little bit shver. What do you mean, why is Rabbi Yossi saying that it's not inoy nefesh? We just expressed in the first question, because she could not bathe. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi said it's not inoy nefesh. Now that can't be Rabbi Yossi's svara, that just have her not bathe. Why can't that be Rabbi Yossi Svara? It's because of how he said it. Let's look carefully. Lav dino de Rabbi Yossi kakashali. We're not asking on the din, why did Rabbi Yossi say it's not inoy nefesh? Not inoy nefesh, because she could not bathe. Dehechi nikshe Rabbi Yossi amai lo yofer. Dilma rachsa da ipchak shinon l'tanakama. Didn't we just ask the opposite? Loi terchatz v'loi litzron peris olam ala. So we're not asking on the din, Rabbi Yossi, why do you say it's not inoy nefesh? How can we ask him, Rabbi Yossi? We're asking Rabbi Yossi, why do you say it's not inoy nefesh, but she might bathe and ask her the fruits of the world? But we just expressed in the first question that bathing is not inoy nefesh, because don't bathe. But the question is like this. Ela lishna kashale. The kash is on the phraseology of Rabbi Yossi. The ka'amar Rabbi Yossi said, ein elu nidrei inoy nefesh. We're not asking why Rabbi Yossi says it's not inoy nefesh. We know bathing is not inoy nefesh, so don't bathe. We're asking, he said, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. Demashma, deloy poligamai dechayish tanakama, dilma rachza. That he doesn't argue on what the tanakama was worried that he might bathe. No, taka, she might bathe. But what he's saying is that even though we agree to the Tanakama that she might bathe, but it's still not afflictive. Well, why not? If you're taka worried she might bathe, then not eating fruits is afflictive. Meaning the first kasha, the Gemara is, why would the Tanakama say it's nidrei inoy nefesh? you're worried she might bathe, well, tell her not to. And then she won't aser the fruits of the world. Now, Rabbi Yossi is also choishesh that she might bathe, but he's saying becoming aser in the fruits is not inoy nefesh. Dilma rachza ikur nidre. Vaha vaday kasha, the kivin, the kamayda dilma rachza. Since your maida, that she might bathe, a ikur nidre. Ha is but inoy nefesh. Then the neder is inoy nefesh. And if you're going to say, well, Rabbi Yossi is not concerned she might bathe, then he should have said, Ein yachal hafer. He should have said, you can't be mefer outs nidre inoy nefesh. He should have said, if Rabbi Yossi was not worried that she might bathe, and he doesn't agree to the Tanakama, and we're not worried she might bathe, then he should have just said, you can't annul it because of inoy nefesh. But he didn't say that. He said, it's not inoy nefesh. Well, why not? If you're taka worried she might bathe, then she's going to become aser to all the fruits in the world. So then why would this not be inoy nefesh? So we'll see Bezos Hashem next week, the answer to these questions. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Shkayach. Very good. Okay, Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.